Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network studios in the People's Republic of New York and on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So do you think you have a bad commute? You think your commute kind of sucks? Well, I bet the commute people had on the D train in New York City on Wednesday night may have been a little worse. A crazed homeless woman entered the subway. The D train is one of our subways in Manhattan. And she was trying to sell worms and crickets. Now, there aren't a whole lot of bait and tackle shops around in the New York City area. But she thought that, I guess, people wanted to buy some worms and crickets on their way home from work. But what happened was someone bumped into her. And she got very irritated. So then she decided to release all of these bugs onto the subway. Crickets bouncing around everywhere, worms on the floor. Everyone's freaking out because people in New York City don't like animals. They don't like bugs and critters. Somebody pulls the emergency brake on the train. I don't know why. You think you'd want to just get to the next stop. The train stops. It's there for half an hour. People are going nuts. One guy says it's the craziest thing he's ever seen on a subway, which means it must have been his first time. She winds up proceeding to go to one side of the train car and then urinates in the car. All right. So welcome to Mayor de Blasio's New York. The train did finally pull into a station. Let's get his headlines first. South Carolina Representative Trey Gowdy has spent the last few days combing through the FBI report regarding Hillary Clinton's emails. We're going to go over his findings and tell you why you should start to familiarize yourself with the product called Bleach Bit. Also, Hillary Clinton spent 30 minutes on Thursday painting Trump supporters as racists. And then she went on to stuff her face with chocolate and decline questions from reporters. Is she in cruise control or in denial? And speaking of gorging yourself, it's Al Gore. And why is one prominent truther saying we may not have seen the last of him? We have all that, plus we have two new polls to tear apart. We have a letter in the Rhino mail that needs answering. And why does Green Party candidate Jill Stein want to disarm police officers? We have a lot to get to, but first let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Big shout out to everybody, everyone listening on KLRNradio.com at midnight Eastern, Monday to Friday. We are live right now, on Red Nation Rising Radio. That's always live Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Liberty feed. And a huge shout out to those in Jasper, Florida, listening this weekend on WJHC 107.5. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to check out rhinoreport.com, and sign up for the newsletter. You don't want to miss the next one. It's coming out Monday or Tuesday. You do not want to miss that one. Lots of cool stuff there. We have new articles on the site. We have some new Rhino rants there. Lots of cool stuff on rhinoreport.com. You can always send me your questions, your concerns, your feedback, whatever, to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and give me a follow on Twitter, if you will, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. Hang in there, guys. A lot to get through this weekend.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, welcome back to the weekend show here in the steamy New York studios, the RWB Network studios, that is. We had a bit of a reprieve here for a little while in the New York area. Some cooler, drier air came in, and, well, it's all gone now. It's all gone. The dog days are in full effect. I hope wherever you are this weekend, it's not too bad out there. My thoughts and prayers go to everybody in Ohio and Indiana with these tornadoes. It just seems to be every day there's something different weather-wise. We just have, what, one more weekend to go? One, two more weekends to go, and that's Labor Day, and it's all downhill from there. All downhill from there. Getting into the presidential election right now, we're 73 days away, depending on what day of the week you're listening, I suppose. We're getting there. So remember this weekend, if you have some free time, check out some of the old episodes. They're all there this week, last week. Some of the more recent ones are on iTunes and TuneIn and Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all free. All free. You don't have to pay a dime for it. In fact, there's no way for you to have to pay for it. It's all free. It's right there. And you can follow us on Facebook. We're on Facebook. I know. Facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. I guess you have to be on Facebook these days. I avoided it for the longest time. I don't like the social media thing. I like Twitter. Twitter's simple. There's just a timeline, and you say what you want, and that's it. You don't have to worry about groups and, I don't know, all this other stuff, and business pages and your personal page, and there's timelines and news feeds, and you need a degree in rocket science to figure out Facebook. Now I know why I avoided it for so long, but we're there. We're there, so check us out there. All right. There's a guy named John Coleman. John Coleman is the founder of the Weather Channel. He may know a thing or two about climatology. He also just happens to be a veteran meteorologist. Now, he's saying that if Hillary Clinton wins, I know, God forbid if she wins, and I mean that, God forbid if she wins, that this is going to, again, open up the door for Fat Al Gore to come waltzing back into the picture. By the way, Al Gore is, a lot of people don't know this, he is the only human you can see from space. The only one. That guy gets bigger and bigger. He's like the Kool-Aid man, right? Oh, yeah. That's what he looks like. So he's saying that this is going to open up for Al Gore, and this is going to now prove this election is kind of like, Are we for climate change? Are we against climate change? And if people vote for Hillary, it's going to be a big step in the direction of we have to change the way we do things. We have to shut down coal companies. We have to shut down everything that produces even a single iota of carbon, right? The carbon footprint. That's what they worry about when they go to these things like the COP21. All of the people that showed up there, all of the presidents and prime ministers and their entourages and the cars and the planes, they created a footprint, a carbon footprint it would take the rest of us 50 years to create. They did it overnight. They don't really care about the climate. They don't. They care about control. It's always about control. You follow the money and then you look for control. A lot of times they go hand in hand. They can be mutually exclusive, but not always. Not always. When it comes to this, always about control. Now these climate people, they think we're in big trouble, right? The world's going to stop spinning, the sun's going to disappear, the moon's going to drift off, whatever they think is going to happen. It's all based on this sort of pseudoscience. It's all based on that, right? Most of these things, most of these groups that go out, and they, these oceanographers, if you will, what they do is they get grants. That's how they fund this stuff. They get government grants. No private company is stupid enough to throw their money at a bunch of college kids hanging out on a boat. No one will do that. So they have to get grants. And in order to get a grant, you have to first identify a problem, a need and a problem. Because if you write to the government in your grant proposal, you say, hey, everything's cool. We just want to make sure the ocean's still wet. They're not going to give you any money. So you send out a little test boat, a little dinghy with four or five people on it. And they take the temperature of the water, right? They have big sticks and they put them in the water and they take the temperature of it. It's whatever degrees at 6 inches. It's whatever degrees at 3 feet, 6 feet, 10 feet, whatever. Now, it may just happen that Jimmy didn't go to the bathroom before the boat set sail. And, well, he has to go overboard, right? Well, maybe Save the World Sarah winds up taking the temperature of where Jimmy just was. And now we have ourselves a problem. The ocean's really warm. Not to mention maybe a hue yellow, but still really warm. So we write a grant proposal. Oceans are warming up. We identified one spot off the coast of wherever with a hot spot. We have to go investigate. And then it all turns into we have to stop burning fossil fuels. We have to get rid of our Hummers. We have to get rid of our SUVs. We have to drive whatever, the Honda Insight, the Tesla. We have to carry around extension cords with us now. All forgetting, by the way, that what do you think an electric car runs on? Electricity. And where does electricity come from? Butterfly farts? No. It comes from burning coal. This is all about money and control. Always has been. It just so happens some of the major globalist type of the Democrat Party, they like these green energy things. That's where their money is invested. Right? Follow the Soros model. He's a big time currency manipulator. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to the stock market and global markets and commodity markets. It's all the same thing. Watch where the money is. And watch where the money gets divvied out from that place. Now you know where their interests lie. Climate change, it's a hoax. It's pseudoscience. I guess Loretta Lynch wants to throw us in jail for saying that, but that's what it is. The Earth goes through cycles. It always has, it always will. There was a time on this planet where our temperature, this planet, was 1,000 degrees. We were a volcanic planet. There was lava everywhere, and the steam rose, and we got weather, and it rained, and it cooled everything down, and oceans formed. There are people out there who know the real science. I'm not a scientist, but I've read a book before. So John Coleman, of the founder of the Weather Channel, says that if Hillary Clinton wins, it's kind of a check mark for the climate change crowd. I don't think this election is necessarily about climate change. In fact, I think it's really far down. When you look at the problems facing America, in every single poll, forget how skewed the sampling is for a second when it comes to determining who you prefer as a candidate, Donald, Hillary, Jill Stein, Mickey Mouse, whoever it is. Forget that, because the answers to what you think the biggest problem is are not going to change really all that much based on your ideology. Maybe a little bit, but climate change is never in there. It's not even in the top 10. It's below other. It's below what people aren't sure about. So I don't know that this is about climate change. I think it's going to play a role. Because she's going to put coal miners out of work. She's going to put coal companies out of business. All of our gas prices are going to skyrocket. What's she going to do? Is she going to strap solar panels to our cars? She wants every house to run on green energy. Well, let's look at the people who are invested in green energy. Power and money, money and power. I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing Al Gore a little bit more. He makes for really good fodder. I want to finish up on this, and we'll talk about the product Hillary Clinton used to scrub her server, and it wasn't a ShamWow. We'll be back in a minute here on the Rhino Report. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance,
thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking a little bit about climate change, a little bit. We don't want to spend too much time on it, but it is kind of there. It's always been on the periphery. It was a much bigger issue. Let's go back almost a year ago, 9 months, a year ago, something like that. Before we started seeing a terrorist attack every 84 hours, before we had this establishment versus anti-establishment thing, it was sort of there. It was actually sort of a big player. We had the COP21, which created a carbon footprint, equal to that of Mount Vesuvius. It was always there. It was something the voter was thinking about. Now it's kind of the last thing on their minds, but the issue is there because no matter if it's Hillary or if it's Donald or Jill Stein or Gary Johnson, whoever winds up winning this crazy election, it's going to be in their platform, right? It's going to be part of their of what they want to do. If you look at the Democrat Party platform, it says, in the first 100 days of the next administration, the president will convene a summit of the world's best engineers, climate scientists, policy experts, activists, why do they have to be involved, and indigenous communities to chart a course to solve the climate crisis. That's in their party platform. Our generation must lead the fight against climate change, and we applaud President Obama's leadership in forging the historic Paris Climate Change Agreement, again, in the Democrat Party platform. Now, categorically, most Americans are against the CPP, the Clean Power Plan, which will effectively put many, many coal companies out of business because they won't be able to meet the strict carbon dioxide emission standards that are associated with that. Much like the TPP, which is reviled by most Americans, most don't like the CPP. If it ends in PP, no good, right? Keep that in mind. If it ends in PP, no good. Except unless you're a homeless lady on a train in New York City. I digress. But here again is the Democrat philosophy. We'll say what we have to say, do what we have to do. I feel like I'm quoting Carly here, but and just whatever has to happen to get elected, and then we'll do what we want. Now, that happens on the Republican. Let's not get our you know, our signals crossed here. That does happen on the Republican side. Look no further than Wisconsin's first district with Paul Ryan to figure that out. But it happens much more often with the Democrats. Much more often. Do what you have to do to gain power and then do whatever you want. And then the next election cycle, deny everything and say you're going to do something different, but then continue on with what you were doing before. Right? Treat the voter like they're a big old idiot. That's the game plan. It always has been. It always will be. And then while you're at it, call the Republicans racists, say they don't care about health care, you know, all the standard stuff. All the standard stuff. But this climate change thing, it's important to an extent. Now, President Obama did set aside some land in Maine last week as a national monument to preserve land. I'm all for preserving land. I'm okay with that. I'm a big defender of preserving land, just so long it doesn't get in the way of industry. And 200 acres in the middle of northern Maine isn't getting in the way. Good for him. Preserve some land. I like it. I like it. But when you start looking at an economy that's growing now at an adjusted rate, newly adjusted rate of 1.1%, at some point you got to say, do we have to sacrifice a tree somewhere? Is that what it might take? If we had to sacrifice a tree to at least get a positive growth of 3%, would you do it? Because that would put a lot of people back to work. Well, the Democrats don't really want people to work, because when they work, they have their own opinions, they have their own money, they spend it as they want. When they don't work, they're easier to control. Democrats are very good at that, very good at creating victim groups and then controlling those groups. Hey, you're a victim, you need this, and we're going to give it to you. I mean, we never will, right? That's what they say behind their back. So the climate change thing is there. I don't know if it's as prominent as John Coleman says, but it's there, we have to be aware of it, and any chance I can have to talk about it, I will, because I think it's total hogwash. Absolutely hogwash. You know, I've spent years of my life in the woods, camping, cutting trails, fixing trails with the Adirondack Mountain Club, with the White Mountain Club. This is what helps. Trying to have regulation doesn't always help. If you want to save the environment, there are ways to do it besides flying a private Gulfstream to Paris to talk about it for a week. You can actually do stuff. Now, it's too hard to do stuff sometimes for Democrats. Better at talking about it and making you do it. That's what they'd rather do. All right. When we come back, I do want to talk about this bleach bit, because this is what Comey saw and still thought there was no intent. You're going to need to know what bleach bit is, if not now, perhaps in the future, because who knows what's going to happen, and you may have to delete some stuff. Plus, we'll talk about Hillary's attack on the alt-right on Thursday. She attacks alt-right, but she's not alt-right. We'll be back.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant, because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like a million bucks with herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free. 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
Welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air, or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. We're there, too. Yay. You can also email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. If you want to be a writer, you can write for the show. That's possible, too. We're always looking for new writers. You can email me your article to the same place, Rhino at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll take a look at it and get you published. All right. What has Trey Gowdy been up to? Now, these guys are on vacation, right? Got a nice long vacation for Congress because they work really hard. I mean, they work hard. They have to, like, do these sit-ins at night and stuff. It's very hard work for them. It's kind of like the Supreme Court, right? They hear, what, 12 decisions a year? They make a ton of money, but they decide on, like, 12 things a year. Tough job. Really, really tough job. But Trey Gowdy, he kind of returned a little bit early, and he wants to go over these reports that the FBI has on the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. It wasn't a security review, right? That's what she was saying for the longest time. Security review, and James Comey said, well, the FBI doesn't do security reviews. We do investigations. So Trey Gowdy's looking at them, and something we didn't hear about until, well, he looked at them was this thing called Bleach Bit. Bleach Bit is sort of an electronic shredder. It makes it very, very hard to retrieve anything that was there once you use this software program, I guess. It shreds everything digitally, makes it hard to piece it back together. Now, generally, when you want to let's say, clean your server off or your computer off, you get a program that writes on top of it. That's typically what happens. I'm very novice when it comes to computers, but I do know this. So if you want to clean a computer and like sell it back to Best Buy or something like that, and you think you don't want someone digging into your stuff, you buy a program that writes code on top of it, binary code or whatever. So you have to go through lots of levels of stuff to get to what used to be there. Now this bleach bit's a little bit different. It takes what's there and it just kind of scrambles it all up. Now he says they didn't just push the delete button, Trey Gowdy said. They had them deleted where even God can't read them. Well, maybe God needs to get a degree in computer science, because the FBI recovered 14,900 of these that bleach bit was used out of the 30,000 that were deleted. But Gowdy's right. He says you don't use bleach bit for yoga emails or for bridesmaids' emails. You use bleach bit if it's something you really don't want the world to see. Now, in this day and age, it's sometimes hard to pick out which representative, which senator, which presidential candidate, which dog catcher, whoever the elected person is, which one is looking out for you. I have always felt that Trey Gowdy is one of the few that actually looks out for us. I really feel that way. And I think Jason Chaffetz is probably not far behind. Other than that, there aren't too many. Some of you are going to yell and scream Ted Cruz. Yeah, okay, I'll give you Cruz. But most of them, they don't care. They just don't care. Not too many of them come back early from vacation to do some work. Trey Gowdy, I'm pretty sure he is undefeated as a lawyer. This is not the guy you want against you. Kind of like Preparara, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. He's already locked up a couple of politicians. Well, he's got his eye on the governor's office. I wonder what Trey Gowdy has his eye on. Preparara wants to be the next governor of New York. I can see that, and he'll probably win. What does Trey Gowdy have his eye on? Now, he backed Ted Cruz fairly early in the whole process. Is he looking at 2020? I was kind of hoping he was looking at 2016, to be honest with you. I was hoping that a couple of years ago. There's more in store for Trey Gowdy. There is. He's a guy that seems to have dedication, seems to have commitment, and he wants to get to the bottom of this. I think he felt a little slighted after the Benghazi report. I think he felt like people didn't take it seriously. Now, after that report came out, the Hillary camp, they won the PR war over that one. They spent millions of dollars and found nothing. Well, it wasn't they didn't find anything. They just didn't find her guilty. They found plenty of stuff. Now, my question is, if James Comey and the FBI are looking for intent, scrubbing your computer with a special program, does that not qualify as intent? Because to the average person, that's intent. You intended to get rid of this stuff. Not only did you delete it after you were told you had to hand it over, now you completely digitally shredded it. That sounds like a whole boatload of intent to me. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm also not an idiot. Now, they have till September 13th, the State Department, to hand over these 14,900 emails that are government-related. My question here, again, is who makes the determination whether or not they're government-related, quote-unquote? Is someone going to say the Clinton Foundation is not, quote-unquote, government-related? Well, some of us want to say it is government-related because it essentially was the recruiting tool for the Clinton Foundation, the State Department. I don't think we're going to see all of these. They're going to come out and they're going to say we just didn't have the time. They've tried this already. The last couple of batches of emails that we saw that were really pretty damning from the first set of whatever, how many thousand it was, they started coming out and saying, you know what, there's just not enough people here. We just can't do it fast enough. Because the court's not going to say you have to just release all these classified emails regardless or not of whether or not you went through them. So the State Department could drag their feet and just say, you know what, we couldn't get to it and we can't release classified emails to the public. What's the court going to do? Remember, the Clintons operate in the gray area. They've operated there for years. The Department is still well connected to the Clintons. Of course, John Kerry running the State Department now. God help us, the guy can't ride a bike. Can't ride a bike, but he's running the State Department. Trey Gowdy is, he's one of the few. He's one of the few that really seem to care about his job. And I hope he has his eyes on the White House at some point. Whether it's 2020 or whatever it is, 2024, whatever it winds up being. I hope he has his eyes on it. Because there are very few representatives and government elected officials you can say are really looking out for you, to steal a term from Mr. O'Reilly. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about this speech that Hillary Clinton made where she condemned all of a bunch of white racists, and then she stuffed her face with chocolate. Oh, boy. And we'll talk about a couple of new polls. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report here on CRN.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
All right, welcome back to the Weekend Rhino Report. Just a little bit of time left, not too much. We have to talk about this speech Hillary Clinton gave in Reno, Nevada. Well, I'm going to break it down for you very simply. If you are white and you are voting for Donald Trump, you are an outright racist. Outright racist. That's what you are. You're alt-right. Democrats love putting people in these groups. We talked about it before. I don't like being called a certain thing. We still use these terms to say conservative or liberal, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Workers' Party, Communist, whatever. We fit into these parties we're registered in, or maybe where our ideology lies. But Democrats are very good at naming a group, the alt-right. This wasn't even a thing until what? 2 weeks ago? Was it even that long ago? The alt-right, and they slam Breitbart. Well, they're going to do that because now Stephen Bannon, formerly of Breitbart, is with the Trump campaign. They're very good at saying, hey, lemmings, look at the shiny object over here. They like doing that because they can't talk about issues. On issues, they're dead in the water. Dead in the water. We have a terrible economy, a lot of people out of work. It's really bad. Things are not going well, despite what the spin rooms are trying to throw at you. Are you better off now than you were 8 years ago? Most of you are going to give an unequivocal no to that. So look at the shiny object over here. And the shiny object just happened to be Thursday, that Donald Trump is supported by the KKK, supported by all of these alternative media, white supremacist websites. the Klan loves him because he supports their ideology and they can relate with him. This was sort of a Hail Mary. Sort of. We've been saying it for 2 weeks now. She has shot just about every bullet in her chamber, trying to take the viewer's eyes away from what's going on with her. She's in big trouble. Make no mistake about it. She is in very big trouble. This might not be one she can snake her way out of. And they are hyper aware of that. You don't make this kind of speech, pinning a candidate to racist and anti-Semitic and white supremacist groups before Labor Day. That's not when you do it. You do it like a week before the election. They got nothing bigger coming. They're firing off all their rounds now. Donald Trump's sitting there and he's taking it. A little hit in the polls here and there, real clear average, down about 5 points. But he's still within 5 points, and that scares the pantsuit off of Hillary Clinton. Scared to death. Obama, too. The last thing they need is for Donald Trump to get into the White House and put Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie in charge of the DOJ. That is the way. They can't fathom it. They'll all go to jail. They'll all go to jail. Hillary Clinton is not jail material. Not jail material. Martha Stewart, jail material. She did well in there. She thrived in there. She came out more popular than ever. And she went to jail for far less. What was it, $14,000? You're talking about $3 billion with the Clintons. $3 billion. So, we're all prejudiced. Donald Trump preys on paranoia. They say he's a man with a long history of racial discrimination who traffics in dark conspiracy theories drawn from the pages of supermarket tabloids. That's what she says about him on Thursday. Supermarket tabloids? Not like WAPO. Well, what about the New York Times, who won't even report on the improprieties at the State Department? That's a tabloid. All the news that's fit to print, unless it just happens to be against our narrative, in which case we just let it go. Donald Trump said, he got out in front of this, he said when Democrat policies fail, they're left with only one tired argument: you're a racist, you're a racist. He's right. That's the argument. And it came out a little bit earlier here. People don't remember Donald Trump was the one who petitioned for blacks to be admitted to country clubs in Florida. Would a racist do that? That's something a racist would do? I don't think so. A racist might talk about black people carrying their bags, like Bill Clinton did, right? Perhaps a little bit more racist there. Look at the shiny object over here. We're going to call it alt-right. We're going to say that this racist party or racist faction is taking over the Republican Party. Taking over. The party of Lincoln. The Democrat Party is the party of slavery. Go read a book. It's right there. And Dinesh D'Souza said it on this show. Dinesh said, we all buy into this theory that the parties at some point have switched. They've turned. They've pivoted. And they've become the opposite of what they were. And that's just this theory peddled by the Democrats. He's 100% right. He said it right here on this show last Friday. 100% right. Go check it out. It's on iTunes. August 19th show, just in case. Shameless plug there, but great interview with Dinesh. So that's what's going on. We're all racist, and you can't let Donald Trump near the White House. You know what? Good for Donald Trump for getting out in front of this. He knew this speech was coming. He was doing a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, and he got out in front of it. Donald Trump has not done this well over the course of the last 6 months, i.e. getting out in front of things. He has a rapid response team now. He's got some ads starting to roll. I think his goal was to just stay within 5 or 6 points by Labor Day and then let her have it. I hope that was the goal. I hope that's the goal. I don't know. I'm just theorizing like the rest of you. But if he can stay on message and he can really start pumping these ads out, you gotta put out that ad where she says, we're gonna raise taxes on the middle class. That should have been running 2 weeks ago. It's not running. Hopefully it's coming. Stop with the Instagram ads. Stop with the Twitter ads. He's got to get in the game here. He's within 5 points with all of this stuff being fired at him. We'll be back after the break with a couple of polls. Hang in there.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's weekend show. I hope you're about to have a great weekend. You're having a great weekend, or you had a great week. I can speak. It's Friday. We do the show on Friday, okay? Just give me a break. All right, let's talk about, first, Hillary Clinton. She finishes her speech on Thursday, and she condemns all of us as being white supremacists, okay? That's no real story. She finishes, and there's reporters out there waiting for her. She walks up to a chocolatier and starts stuffing her face with chocolate, and some reporters say, hey, you want to answer some questions because you haven't done a press conference in 265 days? And she says, hey, have a chocolate. That's what she says, have a chocolate. How about you answer some questions? You want to be the leader of the free world. Answer a couple of questions. All right. This is a Reuters Ipsos poll. I love the Reuters Ipsos poll because it is so easy to tear apart. This has Donald Trump down 7, okay? He has 73% among Republicans, and she has 81% among Democrats. So he has to get that number up. No matter what poll it is, that number is flatlining. He has to get that up. But he's winning by 14 points with independents. 14 points in this poll. That's crazy. That's a really high independent number. Generally, we're seeing between 9 and 12%. Right direction, wrong direction. All adults in this poll, 66% think we're on the wrong direction. A plurality of Democrats think we're in the wrong direction. Republicans, 90% think we're in the wrong. Independents, 74% think we're heading in the wrong direction. So a lot of disdain for the direction of this country, and somebody who wants to tie herself to the current policies and, you know, keep those going with Hillary Clinton. So we see that. We see a lot of disdain for what's currently going on. in this poll, we see her negatives kind of climbing. We see Trump's coming in a little bit. I'm paraphrasing now because we have to get moving. And this is the Reuters Ipsos poll, 1,516 adults, okay? That's who surveyed here. 635 Democrats, 527 Republicans, 174 Independents. 15% more Democrats, and less than, they would have to up the independent number 25% to bring it in line with voter turnout for the last four election cycles. They're saying the independent turnout is going to be one-fifth of the Republican turnout. Never going to happen. Not in a million years. That never happens. So, once again, we're seeing bad sampling. Bad sampling, this time from Reuters. We saw it yesterday with the YouGov Economist poll. They used a terrible sample where they had actually a higher Democrat turnout during the primaries than Republicans. We know that wasn't the case. We know it wasn't the case. Republican turnout was up 60% from 2012. Democrat was down 30%. So why are they using numbers that indicate a higher Democrat primary turnout? It was a bad sampling. It was a bad poll. Reuters Ipsos doing the same thing here. Same thing. If you even out these numbers and you put it to what the turnout has been, the average of the last four cycles, Donald Trump in this poll is up 11 points. 11 points. So always be aware of these polls. There's a Q poll I wanted to talk about. Not sure we're going to get to it here. It's not very good. It has Donald Trump down 10. The problem with this poll is this is the first Q poll I've seen where they did not give you sampling data. There's no sampling data in this poll. The Q poll has always had it in it. This one doesn't. Throw it in the garbage. Throw it in the garbage. All right, guys, hope you had a good time. Have a great rest of your weekend. A big shout-out to all of those who serve our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Keep it up. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until Monday, again, have a great weekend, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back in the New York.
CRN Digital Talk Radio prides itself on being the station of every situation. And you can listen to us on nearly any platform and device. Download to your iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry episodes of What's Cookin'. And take Master Sommelier Michael Jordan with you to the wine shop so he can help.